You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com. Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. I had a job and I just got fired. I'm trying to find a new one, but I don't know how long that'll take. How do I pay my bills? Let's get into it.
With you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm here with Glenn Fitzgerald.
You're fired.
And Jed Brewer.
Can I have my job back?
Sure.
Oh, wow. It's great. That really worked out.
It's really not, that's gonna, not going to help the next time on The Apprentice bumpers for the new season. You guys have it back? Oh, sure. Next week. Well, they bring that up to answer a question that came to thebridgeloud@gmail.com. It says, I had a job, and I just got fired. I'm trying to find a new one, but I don't know how long that'll take. How do I pay my bills? And Glenn, obviously this is something that's happened to a lot of folks. There's a little bit of shame around, like, being fired means you're probably bad and can't get a new job, but everybody gets fired.
That's true. And I think it's important for us to focus on, A, that we're sorry that this is happening to you, and B, to really recognize that, generally speaking, the thing that drives hiring and firing decisions is economics, not the job performance or any of those other things. If the company's doing well, they keep employees around that aren't that effective. If they have to tighten the belt, you know, I've had some jobs that were shot out from underneath me a few times, and that's different from I'm a bad person and so they fired me.
Yeah, it's absolutely right. And Jed, I think you have some numbers that can speak to those larger trends in employment, right?
Absolutely. This is just an example. This comes from the federal government in the month of November of 2016, so just a couple months ago. 5 million people in the U.S. left their current job. So that's a combination of layoffs and firings and people quitting and whatnot. But all the same, 5 million people left the job that they were in. That's a lot. I mean, there's a lot of people facing that. You're not alone in this. And to be clear, just, you know, in the, as Glenn's saying, in the vast majority of cases, that just doesn't say anything about you, or whether or not you did a good job. Some of us on this podcast have been out and out fired.
Right.
People said, you suck, you are fired now. Right. Here's the thing we know, even that, there's two sides to every story.
That's right.
You know, the very few things are cut and dry. If you've been around the world a few times, what your eyes is, there are people that do a really terrible job, they never get fired. They stay in those jobs forever and ever. But as Glenn started, and he's right, we're so sorry. We're sorry that you're dealing with this. We're sorry for the sense of anxiety that this brings. We're sorry for the sense of shame that it can tempt you to and feeling bad about yourself. We don't see you that way. We know that there are great days ahead for you, and we believe in you.
That's absolutely right. The other thing about this that needs to be said is, even if you didn't do the, you know, I have a friend who once drove a forklift into a pallet of air conditioners.
Wow.
He was summarily fired.
Right.
And it was not due to economic problems,
right,
or personal vendetta. He was fired because that's a lot of air conditioners.
Yes.
And air conditioners are not cheap.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, and actually we deal with this a lot in our day job, kind of helping out guys who are coming out of jail, coming out of drug addiction. Just because you screwed up in a previous job, or maybe a bunch of previous jobs, doesn't mean you're a bad worker or bad. There's really nothing, really no such thing as an inherently someone who is bad at having a job.
Yeah,
right.
Maybe you've never really done that before, you didn't fit in a place, but the skill set to be a good employee, to hold down a job, everybody has that.
Yes.
Everybody has that within them, and if you haven't developed it, you can, and if you have it, it's just a case of finding the right fit to plug that in. That's all available to you. We're going to be back to talk a little bit more about that on The Bridge Loud. Back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
I'm working for the weekend.
And Jed Brewer.
I think it's fair to say that everybody's working for the weekend.
That's right.
Is Loverboy really on Q-Rox?
No, probably not.
But Chris Farley is.
That's a very fair point. On this podcast, or anything, we are all far more Chris Farley than Patrick Swayze. Uh-huh. It needs to be said. We continue to answer a question that came into our inbox, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. You're free to write in there if you want to ask us a question. This one says, I had a job and I just got fired. Trying to find a new one, but I don't know how long that'll take. How do I pay my bills? And Glenn, if I can get you to start us off here, I think that how do I pay my bills is, A, just a good question in general, but it also speaks to that kind of general anxiety and just the emotions that are going to come with, no matter what the circumstance was, I had a job and now I don't. There's a lot that comes with that, so how do we deal with that?
Well, I think the main thing is, as you say, there it becomes sort of an identity crisis where we're what does this say about me kind of a thing. And I think at times like that, we need to focus on working through the steps of that transition as opposed to kind of working through just wallowing in those feelings. It's important for us to recognize and what our identity is separate from all of our work life in terms of our relationships with our family, our relationship with God, our relationship with our community, those kinds of things. Our relationship with work is often a function, as we said in the last segment, of economics.
Yeah, absolutely. And Jed, maybe you can unpack that for us a little more. Another thing that I'm proud of, just the general identity ideas. When you have a job, there's structure, there's kind of, you know what you're going to do with your day. When you get fired or you transition out of a job, there's a lot more sitting around in sweatpants, just think about stuff time now.
No doubt.
Which is not always the most productive thing. So what do we do about that, getting on a plan and getting on some structure?
That's a great question. So you're going to have to create some structure for yourself. Here's what we do. We make a list. Here are the things I need to do. I need to go to the unemployment office. I need to go see these people and these people. These are the 10 jobs I know I want to apply for right away. And then we say, Monday, I'm going to do the first two items on that list. And then Tuesday, I'm going to do the second two items on that list. And then Wednesday, I'm going to do the next two items on the list. We're not going to try and do them all in one day because we actually can't. There's more stuff than we can do in a day. And B, we need something to do every single day. Even if you get through this really fast, it'll probably be a couple weeks before you find your next job. We don't want days that are only sitting in sweatpants watching WWF and feeling bad about ourselves. That will not lead to happiness. So we need a plan where we've got something productive to do that's going to move us forward every single day.
Yes, it really must be said, the mental value of putting on actual pants.
Yes.
Whether it's go to the grocery store, go to the library to look at your job listing, it's important to find a plan that involves pants.
Yes.
For your own mental well-being and keeping in that movement. We're not really pro-pants on this radio show in a lot of ways, but in this one very rare and specific circumstance, it's important to put on some pants.
Absolutely.
In order to do this, we'll be back with more non-pants related advice right here on The Bridge Loud.
Yeah.
Loud.
We are back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm here with Glenn Fitzgerald.
You need to work it, work it.
And Jed Brewer.
I'm a little tired. Maybe I could just do one work it, but not the repeat. Like one set, not the second set.
You've got to work it, Jed.
If you say so.
We're really covering a lot of genres on these intros here. We continue to answer a question that came to thebridgeloud@gmail.com. You're welcome to write into thebridgeloud@gmail.com if you have a question for us. This one says, I had a job and I just got fired. I'm trying to find a new one, but I don't know how long that'll take. How do I pay my bills? And Glenn, in the last couple segments, we talked about getting some structure and keeping your kind of your spirits up and all that stuff. But if once we do those things, we got dealt with kind of the mental aspect of this. What's the actual action plan? What are the things we need to do?
Well, I think practically speaking, we need to treat this as if it's a potential for an improvement in our situation. We need to cast a wide net, and that means applying for all sorts of jobs, you know, and sort of treating it as if I'm going to apply for 100 jobs. I know a certain number of those are going to come back positive, whether will want to hire me, and then I get to choose which of those things that I want. Mm-hmm. That's a positive process, but you have to kind of work your unemployment like a full-time job in order to get to that place where you're putting out a lot of effort. That can be really tough to do when you feel as though you're trying to get to a place where something good might happen, as opposed to recognizing, no, if I apply for 100 different jobs, I'm going to get more than one offer to come and work for somebody.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right. You can't really overstate the mental aspect of that. And the fact that it really, as you're pointing out, is just a numbers game. We would also point to you to that in the meantime, you asked in your question, how do I pay my bills, which is very important. Obviously, the best thing you can do for that is get to those 100 applications kind of as quickly as you can within mm-hmm. the kind of structured environment Jed was talking about earlier. But in the meantime, there are some great both government and charitable foundations around the Chicagoland area that have the resources to help you out a little bit. They got food pantries. They got clothes pantries. They can help you out with your utility bills. They can help you out maybe even with rent in the meantime. We've had previously on, we've had expert guest Jeremy Nichols recommend dialing 311 in the Cook County area to get those government stuff on, and we would definitely suggest that. You can dial 311 or actually go to thinking311.org, and that'll point towards that. You can also go to Catholic Charities, a very large organization in Chicago. You don't have to be Catholic to get involved. There's no kneeling. Yeah. I know some of us have bad knees. So there's a lot of kneeling.
That's right.
But we don't have to do that. Catholic Charities are great people. They help out everyone. You can go to catholiccharities.net, or you can call them at 312-655-7700. That number again for Catholic Charities, 312-655-7700. They offer a ton of services for people who are in exactly this spot, and they know the people who offer the other services. So it's a great place to get a hold of. There are people out there who want to help. We'll be back with you just a little bit more right here on The Bridge Loud.
Things up.
This is Glenn from The Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles. We believe in you, and we want to help.
We are back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King. Once again, I'm here with Glenn Fitzgerald.
Rock and roll.
Did you run out of work-related song lyrics?
Yeah, I'm really trying to think. You know, rock is not very much focused on work.
There's not a lot of songs about, well, taking care of business. We didn't do that one.
That's true.
Yeah.
Unless you're anti-Speedwagon.
Yeah.
I am a little anti.
That's fair enough. Also with us, Jed Brewer.
I'm taking care of business every day.
Oh, in some ways?
In all ways.
I respect the intentional misquoting of the lyric just to drive the home listener a little crazy. We continue to answer a question that came into the bridge loud at gmail.com, where you're welcome to write in if you have a question for us. It says, I had a job and I just got fired. I'm trying to find a new one, but I don't know how long that'll take. How do I pay my bills? We've talked about a lot of the good practical nuts and bolts of this and applying for a new job, finding an opportunity for a new career, maybe something in the food service industry. Maybe something, you could be a sous chef. You could create the sauce. Maybe you could create your own secret sauce.
The secret sauce.
And Glenn, as we mentioned in a previous segment, in our day job, you've had a lot of experience with folks who maybe before they turned their lives around had, let's call it, unconventional employment situations.
Right.
And getting them
unlicensed pharmaceuticals.
Yes, indeed. And so the idea of you have to fill out an application and go to a place is totally unknown to these guys in their 20s and 30s. So, but what do you give them as a, what do you give people as a little kind of extra something when they're going through these hard processes?
Well, I think for us, of course, we're in Christian ministry. That's what we do in our day job. And what we find is this is actually a big source of hope and help to people who are trying to make changes in their life. That having a relationship with God, having source of strength and a sense of identity that you get from that gives you a certain different kind of confidence. And I think employers look at that and they're attracted to that. So we see a lot of the guys that are working really hard on getting a more intimate relationship with God going, also have a way of being a bit more at ease socially. They're better in job interviews, those kinds of things. They end up getting better jobs, and they end up being better employees, and bosses feel good about that. So I think what we want for the people who are listening to this to take is that there is sort of that anchor of hope that they can have in their life, and that God wants to do that for them.
Absolutely. Jed, anything you'd add to that?
Totally. The thing about, to me, getting let go from a job is it feels like a rejection. You're saying, you don't dig me, you don't dig my style, you don't want me around. It doesn't matter if you mean it that way or not. That's how I'm receiving it.
Right.
And that hurts. That really, really sucks. And it's easy to say, well, if they didn't want me around, would the next people really want me around? The thing that we've discovered about having a relationship with God is it begins with the idea that God loves me and accepts me today exactly as I am, that he embraces me. And that makes it a lot easier to deal with the fact that people are sometimes going to reject me. But that's not the last word in my life, that there's somebody else who sees who I am and sees who I bring to the table and loves me and accepts me and wants me, even when other people can get confused and aren't so sure. That's made a real difference for me in my life when I'm navigating these kind of issues, and I bet it would be a help to you as well, and we want to see you get that help.
That's absolutely right, and I would take it back to something Glenn was saying in the last segment about if you apply for 100 jobs, you're going to get one.
That's right.
The way this works. The other thing, that having that confidence, that sense of identity that comes from knowing who you are in relationship to God, is it gives you a lot of resilience.
Yeah. Yeah.
As Jed's pointing out, not only can you take the lump of being fired and stride, if you know that who you are in relation to the God of the universe, if someone doesn't return your phone call on the job application, you can just push on to the next one. That's a very valuable thing to have coming out of that. And we will be back with you next week right here on The Bridge Loud.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you, God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.